我们的灵都要镇静。
Yes, let our soul be still.
因为主正在我们的身旁。
For the Lord is by our side.
我们的灵要镇静。
And our soul shall be still.
因为一切都由主担当。
Because he will take care of everything.
我们的灵要镇静。
And our soul shall be still.
因为我们正到那一天，主要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
Because we know one day he shall wipe all our tears away.
在诗篇四十六篇第十节。
In Psalms 46.Verse 10,
他说你们要休息要知道我是神
He says cease striving and know that I am God
叫我们休息叫我们安静
To cease striving means to rest to quiet down
他仍然是我们的神
Because he is still our God
在以赛亚书三十章十五节
In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说
For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel has said
你们得救在乎归回安息
In repentance and rest you shall be saved
你们得力在乎平静安稳
In quietness and trust is your strength
神何等的盼望我们安息在他的里面
It is the Lord's desire that we can find rest in him
他何等的盼望我们在那个平静安稳中从主来得着力量
AndHe desires us to draw strength through quietness and trust.
早上我们继续交通，耶稣他是我们的救主。
And this morning we'll continue to share the theme that Jesus is our Savior.
昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣基督他是一样的。
And yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he is the same.
他今天仍然能够平静风和海。
Therefore, he's still able to calm the wind and wave today.
我们一起来读一下马可福音第四章。
Let's read it together, Mark chapter 4.
三十五节到四十一节。
Verses 35 to 41.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去。也有别的船和他同行忽然起了风暴风波浪打入船内甚至船要满了水耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉门徒叫醒了他说夫子我们丧命你不顾吗耶稣醒了斥责风向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯你们还没有信心吗他们就大大的惧怕彼此说这到底是谁连风和海也听从他了在这边我们看见主耶稣他能够斥责风和海风和海就平静了
Jesus rebuked the wind and wave and they become calm
主是那位创造宇宙万有的主宰
Because the Lord is the Lord of all creation
是的在他没有难成的事
Yes, nothing is impossible for him
但是我们今天知道在神的儿女的当中
And among children of God these days
我们也不能避免在一生中遇到许多的风浪
It is very natural that we will run into many storms and winds and waves in life
在这里他是这些门徒们在船上是在海的里面
And here you see they were in the sea
可是我们在人生中遭遇许多环境上的风浪
And many times you run into storms in life
有些人一下他的工作出了问题
For example maybe there's something happened at job
有些人一下子他的健康出了问题
Or something happened to our health
在许多的环境中我想每一个人我们都有经历都遭遇到这样的风浪
Each one of us must have experienced certain kind of storms in life
另外一种风浪是我们在和人的关系上有时候起了风暴
Another kind of storm is among the relationship with others
父母和子女之间有时候起了风浪
Sometimes maybe the relationship between parents and children
丈夫和妻子妻子和丈夫之间有时候起了风浪
Or between husband and wife
有时候朋友之间也起了风浪
Or among friends
那我们知道还有一种风浪
And there's another kind of storm
常常是在我们的里面
And that's usually what's within us
也许我们外面看不出来怎么样
Maybe outwardly we look pretty calm
但是也许我们里面有许多的忧伤
But maybe there's so much sorrow
我们里面有很深的挫折
Or maybe deep struggle or frustration
也许我们里面有各样的光景
We may be having all kinds of situations within us
那我听到当我们讲那个海啸正在运行的时候
And when the tsunami is building up
那它在海面上的变化的高度只有一点点。
And the change of the height of the waves on the surface was very mild.
好像看不太出来。
You can hardly tell what's going on.
可是在底下却有一个非常大的能量。
However, underneath there was a great movement.
今天我们人生中遇见各样的风暴。
Therefore, we run into all kinds of storms in our life.
那特别从这段圣经的里面。
Especially from this passage.
我们来认识我们怎么样来面对这些风暴。
We can learn to know how to deal with storms in our life.
那这些风暴中，我想它有一些的性质。
And there are certain natures associated with the storms.
是每一个人我们都会遇到的。
And there's something very common to each one of us.
好像没有一个人是可以避免的。
And no one can avoid that kind of experience.
今天不是说、哦、我是信主的，所以我就可以避免许多的风暴。
It doesn't mean because I believe in the Lord, so I can avoid certain storms.
好像是没有这样的事情。
It doesn't work that way.
每一个人他都遇到各样的风暴。
Everyone will run into certain kind of storms in their life.
那另外我们在这段圣经看到说，他说忽然起了暴风。
And here also in the passage we can see suddenly.Arose a fierce gale of wind.
也就是说，这个风暴不是我们能够预期的。
Therefore, it's something that was not expected.
那这些风暴好像是忽然之间，它就临到了。
It just came upon them suddenly.
那这些渔夫们
，and these fishermen,
门徒们，他们是非常有经验的渔夫。
They're very experienced.
所以他们呢，若是能够看天气，若是他能够做很多的这个预测，我想他们就不会这样子上船。
And if they could tell just from looking at the sky and forecast there's going to be a storm coming in, they probably won't be bothered crossing the sea.
但是忽然风暴来了。
But suddenly this storm came upon them.
那另外一个点呢，就是说这个风暴对每一个人好像是没有什么分别的。
Another thing you notice that.The storm is fair. It happens to everyone that's on the sea.
神叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
Just like the sun shines on the good guys, also the bad guys.
那雨降给义人，也降给不义的人。
The rain drop upon good people and righteous men and unrighteous men.
所以今天我们看见说，我们每一个人，我们都有可能遇见风暴。
Therefore, the same principle applies to us. Each one of us is going to encounter a certain type of storm.
我想我们也经历到，常常遇到风暴的时候，我们第一个反应就是说，是不是我得罪了主？
And many times when we run into trouble, our first reaction is like, did I do something wrong against God?
是不是我没有听主的话？
It's because I did not listen to him.
可是我们看这段圣经。
But if you look at this passage,
这些门徒们遇到了风暴。
These disciples, when they ran into the storm,
但是并不是在这里说他们是违背了主的命令。
It wasn't because they disobeyed the Lord.
反而是他们听了主的命令。
Actually, on the contrary, they listened to the Lord's word.
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”
He said here on that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go over to the other side."
主的命令叫他们那天晚上渡到那边去。
Therefore, that was the Lord's order for them to cross the sea.
是主的命令叫他们好像上了船往那边走。
They got on the boat and moved.
但是遇到了风暴。
But they ran into the waves and wind.
所以不一定风暴就是因为我们违背了神，好像神要来管教我们、刑罚我们。
Therefore, storms in life doesn't mean because we did something wrong and God is punishing us.
所以有的时候风暴正是在神的旨意的里面。
Anytime the storms is right in the purpose of God.
因为神他用各样的风暴，他今天要成就他的旨意。
Because through various situations, he can accomplish his will.
那我们从这段圣经里面一起来看，我们应当怎样来面对这些风暴。
And from this passage, we can learn how should we face, how do we react to these storms.
首先看见门徒的反应是怎么样。
First of all, let's look at the response, the reaction of the disciples.
他讲到说忽然起了暴风。
It says, suddenly arose a fierce gale of wind.
那有人讲到说这个暴风，这个形容它的这个字，后来就是测量地震的那个仪器用的那个字。就是那个原文的字哈，后来用在做形容这个测量地震的仪器的那个字。
But according to some scholar, the word used here is the same word they used to measure the severity of earthquake later on.
就表示说这个风暴它是一个非常强烈的。
It tells us the magnitude of the storms here must be very fierce.
它波浪打到船的里面。
Because the waves were breaking over the boat.
好像这个船都要满了水。
So that the boat was already filling up.
门徒们是非常的害怕。
Therefore, disciples were so afraid.
他们甚至觉得说他们都要丧命了。
They even feel that they were about to lose their lives over this.
今天如果让很有经验的渔夫能够怕成这个样子，那这个浪一定是很大的。
We can imagine how great the waves must be for an experienced fisherman be so afraid, thinking they will lose their life.
但是和这些有经验的渔夫比起来，另外有一个木匠。他却在那里睡觉。
Compared with all these experienced fishermen, there was this inexperienced carpenter laying there sleeping.
耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。
And here it says in verse 38, and then he himself was in the stern asleep on the cushion.
我想一面我们看见主耶稣基督他是站在一个人的地位上。
On one hand, we could tell Jesus was standing on the position of a man.
他也会疲倦
He was tired.
他也会口渴
And he would be thirsty.
他经历我们人所有的经历是一样的
He had to go through everything exactly the same way we're experiencing.
所以他睡觉他需要休息
Therefore he needed to rest. He was sleeping.
可是我们看见在这个环境中是一个在这么大的暴风中主耶稣却这么的安息
Look, in that fearful situation, Jesus was resting.
好像那一天彼得被关到监狱里面
Just like when Peter was imprisoned later on
被铁链链着
He was heavily chained up
两边是兵丁睡在他旁边
And there are guards sleep on each side of him
你可以想象他一定是一个是非常非常严重的一个犯人
And you knew he must be some very serious criminal there
可那天彼得在睡觉
But Peter also fell asleep
明天如何好像他都不知道
It's like he didn't care what's going to happen tomorrow
可能性命都没有了
He couldn't be sentenced to death tomorrow
那彼得睡得那么的甘甜
But he was in such a sound sleep
我们知道耶稣基督那个平安的生命就在彼得的里面
Because the life of the peaceful life of the Lord was within Peter as well
在这里主耶稣在那里睡觉
Here we saw Jesus was asleep
说到主里面充满了安息
And you could tell he was full of peace
有一次有人举办了一个绘画的比赛
And one time there was this drawing contest
他们的题目讲到那个平静
And the title was to draw something that's very peaceful
到底什么才是真正的平静才是真正的安息呢
What is true peace?
所以很多的画家他们画一个非常平静安稳的湖面
Therefore many artists would draw something very calm For example a waveless lake
平静到好像一点点涟漪都没有
You can't even see any ripples on the surface of the lake
什么都是非常的平静的
Really still
有人画在那个好像在那个雪地上也是一点风都没有非常的平静美丽
Some people also draw a snowy scene Where you see not even a footprint or any marks on the snow
那后来他们经过了很多的筛选选出来了一幅画是得奖的
At the end they chose one to be the winner
那这幅画是什么样呢
And what does that picture look like?
它在一个非常万马奔腾的一个大的瀑布
It was in, they drew this huge waterfall
在瀑布的旁边有一棵树
And by the waterfall there was this little tree
那树上面有一个鸟巢
And on its branch there was this bird nest
鸟巢里面有几只小鸟
And there wasA few newborn birds in the nest.
在那个母亲的翅膀下面是那么的安息。
And they were covered by the wings of their mother bird.
好像视为是这瀑布的万马奔腾。
Even though the waterfall was so huge and very noisy.
但是小鸟好像是真正的能够进入在母亲里面的那个安息。
But the little baby birds seemed to be so restful within the coverage of their mom.
弟兄姊妹，今天不是说一切都很平顺的时候才是真正的平静安稳。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, to have true quietness and peace doesn't mean nothing goes on in our life.
真正的平静安稳是在基督耶稣的里面。
It only happens when we are in Christ.
所以今天我们的神他从来没有降灾祸的意念
And our God never had idea of giving us calamity
他只有赐恩的意念
Instead he wants to bless us
他有时候许可一些事情发生
Sometimes he allows certain things to occur to us
为着叫我们得着祝福
So that we can be truly blessed
这次我在国内遇到有一位弟兄
Recently in my trip to mainland China I ran into this brother
他刚刚得救
And he was just saved
啊，碰到他们夫妻两个人都刚得救但是里面向着主的那个爱那个火热叫我非常得到激励
And he and his wife were newborn Christians However their love for the Lord was really touching
他们为什么会得救呢
How were they saved?
原本在社会上他有很好的地位
They were quite highly regarded in their community
啊，后来他们做生意
And they did some business
本来带着一个很大的抱负
with a great expectation and plan,
可以赚很多的钱
they expect to make a lot of money,
但是就在两三个月前结果整个失败了
but just a few months ago, the business completely failed,
不但生意失败
not only the business failed,
和他的合伙人他们两个这个不合到一个地步还一直打架
and they even had a physical fight with their partner,
他说他整个里面那个时候就充满了恨
he shared with me that he was filled with hatred with him.
好像在一个这么大的风暴里面
it's like he wasIn a big storm in his life.
但是就在这个时候，神遇见了他。
God ran into him.
好像这所有的失败，所有的风暴，是神在环境上做一个预备的工作。
It's like through this huge storm, God was preparing his heart.
当他遇见神的时候
，So when he came to know the Lord,
神把一个爱很奇妙就放在他的里面。
Marvelously, God just put this.Love within his heart.
他起来的时候，他跟他太太讲，对每一个人都要有爱。
When he woke up, he said to his wife, "We shall love everyone."
他自己都很稀奇，他怎么会说这种话呢
？He was so amazed at what he said to his wife.
他里面本来是充满了恨的。
Because originally he was filled with hatred.
是的，他认识了主。
Yes, he came to know the Lord that way.
他的生命就有一个非常奇妙的转变。
And his life was greatly changed because of that.
当我遇见他。
When I met him.
那天放假。
It was a holiday.
他说过去他们要不然就出去玩。
He said usually on the days off, we usually go out and have fun.
在家呢，有时候就看看电影。
If we end up staying home, we'll watch some TV or movies.
他说那一天他们已经听了一天的信息。
And but he told me that day he has listened through all day long, nothing but messages.
里面非常的渴慕。
And he has such a longing for the Lord.
很多时候我们看见，是的。有许多的风暴，但这都是神许可的。
Yes, we see there are storms in life, but knowing that it's permitted by our God.
神许可，他有他的美意。
And he allows it to happen because he had a good will about it.
我想这一天，主耶稣叫门徒们，我们过到那边去。主是知道什么事情会发生的。
And I believe that day when the Lord said to the disciple, "Let us go over to the other side." He knew what was coming.
所以当风暴来的时候
，Therefore when the storm came,
如果门徒们只是在那里抱怨
，And if disciples did nothing but complaining,
你不是主吗
？And questioning, "Aren't you the Lord?"
你怎么不知道说前面会有风暴呢
？Aren't you the Lord? Don't you know we're about to face this deal with the storm?
你还叫我们遇见这样的危险
？And why did you let us go into the situation?
但是主他真的是万有的主宰。
But our Lord is the Lord of all.
主里面充满了安息。
He was full of peace.
主在这个风暴中，他要让门徒们生命能够长大。
He meant to have his disciples' life grow through the storms.
他第一个借着风暴，好像显出他们里面的小信。
And many times through storms.Their little faith was revealed.
显出他们里面是一个惧怕的生命。
And revealed they have a life that's so easily timid.
我想今天不要说门徒们，我想我们每一个人里面生命都是一样的。
Not only disciples react that way. I believe same life was within us.
其实我们天然生命都没有什么分别的。
There's really not much difference in our natural life.
但是主在这里常常也让我们知道，我们的一生道路上经过多少的风暴。
And the Lord wants to show us that we'll go through many storms in life.
主要带我们到更深之处。
So that He can take us to the deeper place.
他们在这个船上，有主在他们的船上。
There is the Lord on the boat with them.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
有主在他们的船上。
Because the Lord was with them on the boat.
主并没有离开他们。
The Lord did not leave them.
今天我们每一个儿女在风暴中，我们第一个要来认识。主在我们的船上。
Therefore, children of God, when we encounter storms in our life, the first thing we have to remember is the Lord is on my boat.
大家是不是都会唱那首诗歌
？Do we all, are we all able to sing that song?
有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪。不怕风浪，不怕风浪，有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，直到岸的天涯。摇呀摇呀摇，摇呀摇呀摇，有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，直到岸的天涯。今天不论外面的风浪如何大。
It doesn't matter how huge the wave may appear to be.
关键在于我们知道有主在我们的船上。
The key is that we know the Lord is with us on our boat.
主应许我们。
Because he has promised. promise.
他永远不离开我们。
And he will never depart from us.
他的名字叫做以马内利。
His name is also called Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
Which means God is with us.
这是神给我们一个极大的祝福。
And that is a great blessing from the Lord.
所以今天我们无论往哪里去。
Therefore, it doesn't matter where we go.
无论遇到什么样的环境。
Or what we run into.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常知道说主与我们同在。
We have to know the Lord is with us on our boat.
有主同在，我们里面就充满了平安。
If that's the case, then we can have true peace.
我们就可以从所有的惧怕中能够出来。
And then we can come out of all the fears and worries.
主的同在真的是在每一个环境、每一个时刻都不离开的。
And his presence is always with us every moment of the day.
但是我们也知道常常在患难中，在风暴中，我们看见风暴就忘了主了。
But many times the problem is when we see the storm, we completely forget about the Lord.
我们常常遇见小的事情，我们觉得靠我自己就能够解决了。
When we encounter small difficulties, we feel that with my ability, I can resolve that.
有时候问题好像太大了，你就觉得说能够相信吗？
But sometimes the difficulty got so great, and you feel that can I just trust this in the Lord?
也许真的到不得已了，好，感谢主，我们还是来找主。
Maybe when we come to the end of our wits, we say, okay, well, I have to ask the Lord for help now.
所以我们知道，看看这些门徒们。
Look at the condition of these disciples.
当他们觉得他们要丧命了。
When they feel they were about to lose their lives.
这些有经验的渔夫，好像他们的办法也用完了。
These experienced fishermen had come to the end of their wits.
那他们呢，去叫醒。
So they went to wake up Jesus.
他说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
And they said, "Aren't you care that we're about to perishing?"
所以我们知道永远不会太晚，只要我们去回转到主的面前。
Therefore, we know it's never too late to turn to the Lord for help.
只要我们来到主面前来求告他。
As long as we come to the Lord for help.
很多时候我们好像忘了主就在我们的里面。
Because many times we forgot the fact that He was with us.
好像忘了主就与我们在同行。
We forget that He's supposed to walk with us.
很多时候我们到外面去寻找帮助。
Therefore, we'll go outside and seek help.
我们靠着自己的力量努力的挣扎。
Or we will struggle through our own strength.
但是主常常许可风暴到一个地步。
But many times the Lord allowed the storm to be built up to an extent.
直到我们承认说我们要丧命了。
Until we admit that we are about to lose our life.
我们好像完全失去了我们自己努力我们的自己的盼望。
That we have completely lost our hope.
我们就来到主的面前。
That's the time we choose to come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们恩典的时候。
But brothers and sisters, that is the moment that God can give us His grace.
叫我们向主来求告。
That we can seek help from Him.
啊，其实我常常觉得主在那里一直等我们啊。
And my personal feeling is that the Lord has been waiting for us all the time.
何等的盼望我们能够回来求告他。
And how much He desires for us to turn back and seek help from Him.
他那么的愿意来帮助我们。
He is more than willing to help us.
他需要我们回转向他。
But he needs us to turn away from our other focus and back to him.
在整个的风暴中，主他有一个美意。
In all storms, he always had this perfect purpose.
叫我们回转到他的面前。
Is to repent and come to him.
叫我们从他来得着力量。
So that we can draw strength through him.
最后叫我们完全的来信靠他。
And also, finally, we are able to completely trust him.
耶稣醒了。
And so Jesus was aroused.
他斥责风。
He rebuked the wind.
他向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
And said to the sea, "Hush, be still."
风就止住。
And the wind died down.
大大的平静了。
And it became perfectly calm.
他叫我们来信靠，今天他仍然是这位宇宙万有的主宰。
So he wants us to come and trust him, knowing that he is the Lord of all creation.
他更是我们最亲爱的救主。
And also he is our dearest savior.
是我们可以信靠的。
It's someone that we can trust.
是我们可以来到他面前向他求告的。
Someone we can seek help from.
他永远在那里等我们。
He is always waiting for us.
哈利路亚，今天的确这个风暴是临到我们每一个人。
Yes, indeed, we all have to go through storms.
是我们都不可以预测的。
And it's something that we can never foresee or be prepared.
好像我们也逃避不了的。
And there's no way we can escape from it.
但是在这个风暴中，主跟我们同在。
But the key is that the Lord is with us in all storms.
有主同在，我们就得到平静安稳。
As long as we have the Lord, then we can have rest and peace.
很多时候这个风暴，你发现并不一定就是一个很大很大外面的事情。
Many times the storms may not be something outwardly.
但是呢，当我们在风暴中的时候
，But while we are in the storm,
神把我们天然生命显露出来。
God tried to reveal to us what was really within us.
我们惧怕，我们胆怯。
And we become timid and we become afraid.
我们有很多的情况。
We have all kinds of situations within us.
曾经我也讲过，也许过了好多年，你觉得说那件事情不过是一个很小的事情。
Maybe after many years, you look back, you say, "Oh, that was such a trivial thing."
有些人在考试，一个考试考不过，自杀嘞。
Some people will even commit suicide because they fail a certain test.
你过了，其实你真正看说哪有这么严重吗
？If after a few years you look back, you may not think it was such a serious thing.
有人在工作中被老板说了几句，他也自杀嘞。
Some people even kill themselves because they've been rebuked by their boss.
但是我们知道，在那个时刻，那个风暴就让他承受不了。
Yeah, because at that very moment in that particular storm, it was beyond what that person could bear.
今天无论什么风暴，我们回转到主的面前。
Therefore, in any storm, just turn away from those things and face toward God.
发现在主的里面得着真实的平安。
Because we can obtain true peace through the Lord.
这个平安是高过四面的风浪的。
And that peace will help us to surpass all our storms.
当主耶稣在世界上最后的时候
，In the last days when Jesus was on earth,
他马上就要钉十字架。
He was about to be crucified.
他应该是最没有平安的人。
You would think he should be in the most unpeaceful condition.
但是主说，我把我的平安留给你们。
But instead, he told his disciples, "I leave my peace to you."
那这个平安叫做真正的平安。
That is the true peace.
那这个平安是胜过所有风暴的平安。
And that can overcome all the storms in our life.
今天主耶稣已经把这个平安赐给我们。
And Jesus has given unto us His peace.
在世界上找不到的。
And this is a peace that we cannot find in this world.
曾经有一个人，他去找一个心理的医生。
Once was this man seeking help from some psychologist.
那他里面有许多的下沉伤痛。
He was really depressed because of many experiences.
所以他没有办法救他自己，他去看医生。
So he could not help himself, therefore he seek help from the professional.
医生看了半天，跟他谈了半天，觉得说你的问题很严重。
And the counselor talked him for a while and realized the seriousness of his problem.
那医生就跟他讲，最近城里面来了一个马戏团。
So the counselor said to him, you know, there was a circus coming into town soon.
他说里面有一个小丑是特别的棒。
And there was this clown who was really great.
你去那里保证让你笑得开怀的
不得了。Why did you go see the circus? Maybe you had a great laugh.
这个人越听越伤心。
And the more he listened to this counselor, the more sad he became.
他说：“医生啊，我就是这个小丑。”
The doctor, I am the clown, the clown.
他可以在外面让人家好像能够欢笑。
He was able to make people laugh.
但是他的里面解决不了这个问题。
But he could not solve the problem that was within him.
很多的风暴不一定是外面的。
Therefore, many times the storms may not be outward experiences.
可能是在我们的里面。
But was something that's happening within us.
哦，但是弟兄姊妹，无论在什么光景。
But brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what kind of condition we're in.
只要有主在我们的船上。
As long as we have the Lord with us on our boat.
我们就不怕风浪。
We are not afraid of the storm.
我们就可以有真正的平安。
We can have true peace.
当我们进入了基督耶稣的里面
，When we enter into Christ Jesus，
很多时候我们自己都觉得那样的稀奇。
Many times we'll be so surprised ourselves。
竟然在这个风暴中，里面有一个平静安稳。
That I can even have this stillness within me in the time like this。
好像你说不出来，解释不出来。
It's something that we cannot figure out logically。
可是里面却有一个平静安稳。
But we know very clearly there was this peace within me。
神说：“你们要休息，要知道我是神。”
Therefore, God said, "Be still and know that I am God."
要休息，就是我们放下我们自己的挣扎和努力。
Be still means cease all the striving.
我们就会知道，只有他是神。
Then we'll find out that really. He is God.
当我们觉得何等的无助，没有力量的时候
，Especially when we feel helpless and strengthless.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And we will find strength in quietness and trust.
我们的神真是奇妙。
And our God is truly marvelous.
我们的主常常在风暴中，他好像把我们封闭起来，带我们进入他里面的安息。
Many times he will cover us and seal us within him to enter into his rest while we're in the midst of a big storm.
我们可以享受他的自己。
So in that quietness, we can enjoy him.
这次我遇到一位老姊妹。
Recently, I ran into this senior sister in the Lord.
当和她交通的时候。
When I fellowshiped with her.
好像你面前站的这个人并不怎么样。
She may be just an ordinary person.
可是当她讲到她所遭遇的很多事情。
But when she shared with me what she had gone through in life.
他有一次也被电棒也被人家怎么样的折磨
How she was tortured physically with electrical rod
可他讲起来好像就是一个很小的事情
But when she shared with me that incident was like a really little experience
他说感谢主一点痛的感觉都没有
And she said thank Lord I wasn't even in pain
他里面那样的平静安稳
She was so peaceful and quiet within her
我想也许我们所谓的风暴和他比起来那真的是太小太小
Compared with what she had gone through our storms in life maybe it's nothing
但是很稀奇当你和这样的一位神的见证人在一起谈话的时候
But amazingly when you talk to someone like that
他并没有什么非常的特别
She wasn't unusual at all
但是主在他的身上却那么的实在
But you see the Lord in her was someone so real
他知道无论是什么样的风暴
Because she knew doesn't matter what kind of condition
他可以藏身在主的里面
She can always hide within the Lord
所以当听到很多他的见证他们往哪里去一路上那么绝对的跟随主
And how I heard her sharing how absolute they were following the Lord wherever they went
许多的患难许多的风暴因为他们跟随主而遭遇的
and they run into all these tribulations and storms it's all because they choose to follow the Lord
可他的生命你知道这么的美丽
but you see a beautiful life within her
我们一生都要经过许许多多的风暴
therefore we have to go through many storms in life
但是我们知道在每一个风暴中主把机会给我们要来祝福我们
but we gotta know each storm is the chance the Lord can bless us
他把这个信神儿子的信能够坐在我们里面
and it is the opportunity he can build up further the faith in Son of God within us
叫我们知道他仍然在掌权
so that we can know he is in control
有他在掌权仍然是我们的意向
and there will be always our vision that God is in control
耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯你们还没有信心吗
and it says here why are you so timid how is it that you have no faith
他们就大大的惧怕
and they became very much afraid
那这个惧怕跟他们看见风浪的惧怕是不一样的
And this fear is a different kind of fear compared to the fear they had early on when they saw the storm.
这个惧怕是我们都要羡慕的
And this is a fear that we should envy.
当我们面对环境的时候
When we encounter difficulties
在这个暴风中我们都有一个惧怕
We're in the midst of a difficult situation, we'll be afraid.
我们都会胆怯
We'll be timid.
但是当我们经过暴风我们遇见了这位神
But after we run into the Lord in our storms.
Hallelujah, 我们的惧怕不再在风暴的上面。
Hallelujah, many times our fear is no longer toward the storms.
他们大大的惧怕是惧怕这位创造的主。
They became very much afraid because they realized this is the Lord of all.
当我们看见主在掌权。
When we see the Lord is in control.
看见风浪都要听主的命令。
Even the storm listens to his order.
看见我们的这位救主他是这样的带着全能。
When we realize what authority he has in his hand.
当我们真正遇见了主。
When we truly run into the Lord like that.
我们里面有一个惧怕。
Then there will be a fear surface within us.
这个惧怕也就是圣经讲的敬畏。
And that is the fear of reverence.
这个惧怕叫我们愿意匍匐在地上。
And that will make us to submit ourselves to the Lord.
这个惧怕叫彼得他说离开我吧我是个罪人。
The same fear made Peter say, leave me alone, I'm a sinner.
我们都要渴望在每一个风暴中求主让我们真实的遇见他
Therefore we should have this wish in each storm in our life let us encounter the Lord
让我们不再惧怕四围的暴风
Therefore let us do not be afraid of the storms
叫我们惧怕，我们敬畏我们的神。
Instead, we have fear towards the Lord.
他们彼此说，这到底是谁？
And they said to one another, "Who is this?"
连风和海也听从他了。
And even the wind and the sea will obey.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
是的，一生中有多少的风暴
？Yes, there are so many storms in life.
但是我们里面有信心。
But we have faith.
是主与我们同在。
It is the Lord who is with us.
是主与我们同行。
It is the Lord who walks with us.
是主会把我们带过去。
It is the Lord who will carry us through this.
有一次，马克吐温。
One time, Mark Twain.
和他的朋友在一个雨中在走路。
We're walking in the rain.
他的朋友就问他说。
And his friend asked him.
你认为这个雨会停吗
？Do you think the rain is going to ever stop?
马克吐温回答
And Mark Twain said,
It always does. 它总是会停的
It always does.
好像是一个非常简短的对话
It was a simple conversation.
但是这里告诉我们
But it tells us the fact.
无论是怎么样的风暴
It doesn't matter what kind of storms we're in.
它总会停下来的
It will always cease one day.
它总会停下来的
It will always cease one day.
主总会带我们过去
The Lord will eventually take us through.
所以我们所要的是在这样的风暴中，一次一次的风暴中，我们能够遇见主。
And what we need to obtain through these storms is that we will run into the Lord again and again.
认识他是创造宇宙的真神。
Come to know that He is the Lord of all creation.
认识他是这位爱我们的主。
Come to know that He is the Lord who loves us.
认识他就在我们的里面。
Come to know that He is inside of us.
永远没有离开我们。
He never leaves us.
认识我们天然生命的光。
Knowing that our true condition.
什么时候我们放下我们所有的挣扎努力
？Whenever we are willing to let go of all the struggles.
我们休息。
We choose to rest.
让我们知道他是神。
Know that He is God.
让我们完全的来依靠他。
Let us choose to trust Him completely.
进入这个平静安稳。
To enter into His quietness and His peace.
从主来得着力量。
So that we can draw strength from Him.
一次一次，我想主带我们进入更深之处。
And I believe time after time, the Lord is leading us to a deeper place.
借着这样的风暴，他来祝福我们。
Through storms.God can bless us.
到有一天，我们对于外面的环境，我们没有惧怕。
To a point, we have no fear whatsoever to our encounter.
我们只是敬畏我们的神。
But we only have fear toward our God.
我们再来唱诗歌463首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 463.
我灵镇静。
Be still, my soul.
是的，主正在你身旁。
Yes, the Lord is on your side.
忧伤十架。
Bear patiently.
勿要忍耐担当。
The cross of grief or pain.
信靠父神。
Lead to thy God.
由他安排主张。
To order and provide.
万变之中。
In every change,
为主信实久长
The faithful will remain.
愿我们在唱的时候，真的求主向我们说话，也赐给我们力量
May the Lord speak to us and give us strength as we sing this song.
叫我们胜过所有的风暴
So that we can go beyond all the storms.
我灵坛静这正在你身旁
第二、第三节。
Okay, stand up and sing verse 2 and 3.